Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Border Wars edition. Spontaneous Friday edition. And obviously, it's Border Wars 2018 that we'll be discussing. We got about 3.5 months left till the big fight date in January 16th, taking place in Los Angeles. And tomorrow's the deadline. September 30th, noontime, will be the lights out. You won't be able to get in, won't be able to register. So, you know, if you're participating in Border Wars, I suggest that you make sure that you paid your registration fee so that you are part of the festivities, because this is your last warning. And this is what we'll be talking about here today, Border Wars, everything that is Border Wars. We got a couple of divas, a little bit of drama on the card. So without further ado, let me head on out to my co-host in the Golden State, the always reliable
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here, haters beware. And unfortunately, we've had some duckers as well come on to TBV Border Wars. And I cannot wait to chop it up. I cannot wait. The Great Anthem of Canada. Yes, that is a great song. Cannot wait to chop it up with everyone. I do see Mr. Captain of Team Canada also on the line. So I cannot wait to get into it. Cannot wait to chop it up. It's Border Wars. This is the fun. This is the laid back show, in my opinion. It's no boxing news. It's us. It's us fighting. It's us living that experience of what a fighter lives. And this ultimate fan experience is a hard one, and some people may not be able to take it.
Yeah, man. First things first, you said living that fighter experience. Well, I definitely was at the gym, put in 3 rounds of sparring, along with other boxing exercises, you know, under the tutelage of the great, terrific. We actually have another Border Wars participant, Coach Mitty, already asking me, did I speak to the great, terrific? He wants to be trained under Mr. Miyagi's tutelage as well, and while he's in town for 2 weeks. Yeah, man, but again, this is just a reminder because we sent out a couple of emails to all the fighters. And we need those registrations paid so that we know who is for sure. And we know how to proceed, right? Like, we don't want to leave anyone out without a fight. And things change. Look, Matt's opponent changed. And now he's put in a situation where Big Baby Miller and Adam Wilnocki were just put in not too long ago. But Matt decided that the glory was worth more than the friendship.
Yeah, poor Sean Dew. Warren, shout out to the ultimate ducker who has ducked me now twice, has backed out again. And I'm now having to face one of my good friends, TBV fam, a guy that was on the last Border Wars as well, Sean Dew Logan. We're going to make it an East Coast versus a West Coast thing. And you know, the best coast is the West Coast. So I'm going to go in there. I'm going to ice him in 2 rounds, and it's going to be easy work. I think me and Sean Dew were originally supposed to fight at some point, so it's just, that shit happens. In boxing, you have to fight your friends. In boxing, you have to fight your friends sometimes, and unfortunately.
And in boxing, fights get announced and they get scrapped, so you always knew that there would come a time that you would have to, you know, fight Sean Dew. You tried to spar him. You wanted to get a test of him when you were here in Jersey, that's for sure. What I'll say is this. You're a lucky son of a gun. Why? Because you continue to have good storylines, right? Like, at least the storyline between you and Shandu is that you know, the fight was announced at one point. It never really took place. You guys trained in the same gym for about...
We were stablemates together. Yeah. You know?
Trained the same gym for about a week. Lived in the same house for about a week. And always wanted to spar. But then you also have the other storyline, you know, for the casuals and... you know, the Rocky fanatics, you both suffered your first losses. So this means something in terms of putting each other or one another in the win column. So again,
it's one of those things where the winner automatically gets redeemed, but the loser, I feel like, can never come back. Like if Shandu goes 0-2, he can never come back. If I go 0-2, I'm never boxing on Border Wars again, potentially. You know, that is a potential factor.
I wouldn't ever say never. I mean, you know,
you're never too harsh. I mean, it would be unlikely that a person that's 0-2 that suffers knockout losses will come back for a third round.
Well, you're a young guy. You never know. Maybe you can reinvent yourself after Shandu stops you and come back, you know, trained by Robert Garcia.
The young lion, who is 22 years old and been training at least 4 or 5 days every week for the past 2 months, is going against a 35-year-old man with multiple jobs and is not as dedicated.
Yeah, but he's also in phenomenal shape. He's a cyclist by day, so his stamina is insane.
He came off
the street after 14 years of no sparring, no physical contact. He sparred 3 solid, tough rounds with a 2-0 pro. That, you know, let's be honest, this is Border War, so the truth has to come out. I'm putting my commentator hat on and my reporter badge, and let's be honest, that same pro, didn't he stop you?
I think I stopped myself more than he stopped me. It wasn't like I was knocked down or anything like that or hurt. It was more like my cardio was shit.
Tomato, tomato. All I know is you guys got
luckily, I have 5 months to improve my cardio and my strength and conditioning and my boxing skill. Shandu, unfortunately, does not have the time and luxury that I have, nor does he have the natural ability and testosterone that a 22-year-old man has that a 35-year-old doesn't.
Oh, this guy's going in a testosterone bank, huh?
I'm just saying. I mean, science is on my side. Age is on my side.
Well, let's talk about Mr. Mitty. He's on the line. Mitty, make sure you check that email. Get all squared away because this is one fight that we're very excited about. But I think that it's time that we open up a betting line on making the weight. Making the weight. I still have my commentator hat on. And, I mean, I'm continuously at the gym, and I don't see Doomsday. Only time I see him at the gym is when I go to the other gym that he likes to frequent in the evening. Now, for all I know, he could be extremely busy and he's working out every single night the way that I work out every single day. But
we know Doomsday.
Mitty is now a what? An 8-0 semi-pro? Mm-hmm. Might as well call him pro. No headgear. You know, I was having a conversation with Doom. I said, yo, you got to stop playing. Yo, Mitty is a pro. He's been fighting without headgear. He's like, so? He got so excited. I said, bro, don't get mad at me. You better put in the work. He's like, what that mean that Mitty sparring without headgear? I'm like, well, obviously, he's just like on another level, bro. He's accustomed to fighting in 8-ounce gloves. And, you know, he obviously knows how to defend more because he's accustomed to fighting in smaller gloves that you know, give less coverage. But Doomsday isn't worried at all. And that's usually the case with people with power. What I can vouch for is there isn't laziness when it comes to running. So will the stamina be an issue, or does all the miles, or like Mitty's coworkers like to put it, running in the park and Zumba classes. Going to pay off? Because
here's the problem with Doomsday, and shout out to Doomsday. You are a brother of mine, but he is the first one to break diet. He is the first one to want to eat Krispy Kreme donuts. He is the first one to want to eat baby back ribs. He's the first one to want to do those things. And a guy that's trying to cut 20 pounds, 25 pounds, that's rough. Yes, maybe the first 9 pounds are easy, and you can consistently have that off. But the next 15, the next 10, that's more difficult. Again, I think Doomsday has all the skill, all the power to definitely beat Mitty. He's an Adrian Broner. He is a guy that has ballooned up. He needs to cut weight. and unfortunately, there is no Sean Porter like, you know, weight clause where, you know, where they just don't care. No, Mitty's going to care. Mitty's going to make that guy go down because Mitty knows he's fighting the bigger guy, and you're going to make that big guy come down to your weight. I think Mitty just showed the better A-side tactics in negotiation, got that fight at a weight that Doomsday hasn't been at since high school. This is going to be rough for Doomy. This is going to be a rough couple months for Doomy. If he does it, he has an absolute chance of winning. And I would probably bet money on him.
I've never lost this much weight in my life, and it's actually quite easy. Like, I'm pretty sure it's going to get extremely difficult when I attempt to get anywhere near to the midsection of what Mitty looks like. He can lose the weight. 175 is not far, especially when, you know, he fluctuates between 188 and 198. Being so close at 188, you're literally only 8 pounds away, right? So it's like you should be able to make it.
Yeah, but again, if you can do that if you're experienced in doing that.
Actually, no. At 188...
No, that would be like that. That's 13 pounds. That's 13 pounds.
13 pounds. But still, 13 pounds divided into 3 months, bro. Like, I mean, I that's why. And see, I wish that everyone was privy to our Border Wars chat. That's why I posted that picture. It's like, yo, these guys need to learn how to lose weight. They're just not. They're either. I mean, it's like you said, first one of the Krispy Kremes. And if you have that mentality, you'll never get to the weight that you're looking for. But, you know, we titled it Ducking and Dodging, and quite a few opponents dropped off. We haven't heard from Aaron Can, Man Cantu, Texas on submitting the sparring went unresponded to.
And Santiago's opponent dropped out, and now we had to replace him with
Zach from Canada, who, you know,
that was not Santiago's opponent.
But he also dropped out.
That is true. Who was he supposed to fight though?
Marvin.
Okay.
Marvin. So yeah, quite a few people dropping out once some footage started to be released and people started to see how serious others were taking it. I mean, I'm shocked that Doomsday hasn't dropped out. Once that...
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow, shots fired.
Again.
Play the soundbite. Shots fired.
I'm speaking from a commentator standpoint, not his friend.
Yeah, but as a friend, you also say that shit.
Watching Robbie Hearns drop the strength and conditioning work of Mitty, the way that he was being beaten with a medicine ball. And then under the big lights, like I said, getting the win on a late replacement, not a late replacement the way it's normally done in boxing, where a late replacement is a tune-up. Instead, he got a late replacement that was allegedly better than him. And, you know, he upset the apple cart, got the knockdown. I mean, look. We all know Doomsday's strong, and there's footage. He knocks someone out, right? I mean, Mitty dropped someone. Doomsday knocked them out and dropped them. Mitty dropped someone. First day in Glenn Tapia's gym, Doomsday had to be sat down because he made that MMA dude, you know, do the stanky leg. So the power is there, but again, is it going to be there at 175? That is
the power is absolutely going to be there. Now, is he going to be healthy? Is he going to have the cardio?
Well, that's what I mean.
You know, maybe he might be too drained. Even if he makes the weight, he might be too drained. That's no, highly possible.
But you've seen him. You,
he's a big dude.
You witnessed him at 188. You're telling me that 13 pounds later, he will be drained? 13 pounds later, he still won't have a six-pack, bro. He still won't have a six-pack. No, and it's not as no offense.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You're kidding me, bro.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Right now, bro, I was 278. I'm 216. I still don't see a pack. So imagine him.
That's awesome. But understand this. Doomsday is also just naturally a very big guy. Like, his head's big. Like, he has big shoulders. Like, he may not physically be able to make that weight healthy because his body naturally might need more weight. That's highly possible.
I highly doubt it, man. I seen him at 188, and I could grab fat on his arms, on his
another
back.
13 pounds, come on.
I'm telling you, 13 ain't that much, bro. Listen, let's bring on his opponent. He had the balls, the cojones, to show up to the press conference here. So, Coach Mitty, where you at? Where do you happen to be at, man? Sometimes you're in Jersey, sometimes you're in the UK, sometimes you're just about everywhere.
Hey, Nace. Hey, Matt. How you doing, guys? I'm in London, but actually, I'm gonna be on a plane to New Jersey on Sunday morning. So I'll see you guys next week, I guess.
And you're Sunday till how long? What's the date?
Sunday for 2 weeks, so until the Friday the 13th.
Oh man! Right when Matt is supposed to get here, you leave.
Oh man,
Matt wanted to get some sparring so bad. So Mitty, man, what do you got to say about what you've been hearing here? First of all, before you even go anywhere, I want to go ahead and interview you, man. I want to make sure that Coach Mitty isn't going to be Manny Pacquiao, and after the fight, we're going to be asking you why you didn't have your killer instinct, and you're going to tell us how, you know, you didn't want to really take advantage of Doomsday. You knew that he had to struggle to make the weight, and I don't want to hear that. I mean, or is this going to be something serious, or are you going in there playing games with this kid?
No. Well, listen, like, when you get into a ring, like, you, even if it's sparring, you never kind of play a game, right? You need to be careful. You need to be respectful of your opponent, because as you say, right, you can get hurt at any time. So even though, you know, you're sparring and you're trying to learn or just trying to achieve something from your sparring, you're never playing. You always need to be on your toes, always need to be thinking about what's coming at you and respect whoever you've got in front of you, whether it's a novice, whether it's like a seasoned pro or whatever. You need to have respect because anything can happen in boxing. So I'm definitely not going to be playing, but I'm going in there knowing what I've seen, right? And you know, you guys have like the narrative, or at least I think you've got the ideas quite wrong. You think that the power and the weight is the issue, and I'm trying to bring him down. I'm actually quite comfortable with Doomsday missing the weight a little bit, because I know it's hard to get down. I know he's naturally a big guy, and whilst I understand the power, I'm comfortable with what I've seen skill-wise, and I believe that, you know, I've got a recipe to counter anything he's got, basically. So, yeah, and that's why I'm very comfortable with that fight, but yet not disrespectful and, you know, looking to do my thing, being wary of what Doomsday has to bring to the table as well, right? So
yeah. Mitty, you have watched Doomsday and you think that you have the game plan, you have the skills to dissect him, to pick him apart, is what I'm hearing.
Before you answer that, you know, from the outside looking in, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, right? Like, when I first started going to his amateur fights, you know, I was watching him, and I'm watching him with these commentator analyst eyes that are used to watching professionals that know how to put it together. And I said to myself, man, this guy could easily be beat. And then, you know, we made finally the transition to Glenn Tapia's gym, and he was thrown in with good people, pros, and it just got better. They got better and better in terms of who they were throwing him in there with. And he was always able to adapt. So I think it's a little bit deceptive is all I can say. You know,
no,
I believe I still believe he can be out jabbed. I've watched it happen to him. I don't know if he learned from that fight.
I
don't think he throws enough jabs, you know. And if we're assessing this particular Doomsday, I think he needs to be more active.
No, I understand 100% what you're saying, right? But there's one thing that you should, at least that you should take in consideration, right? I watch a lot of fighters from different level, from a very top level to the guys that have just laced the glove yesterday and think that they can go in there and just have a fight and they get in the ring, right? And there is a difference. When you get into a ring with a pro, automatically your game will be better because that pro fighter is not just going in there and doing anything. You know, they're just like thinking, they're moving in a way that, you know, is like so economical. So therefore, what you're doing against them seems like you're doing a bit better. It's not that they're allowing you to do it. They're just setting up traps and they're just being like economical with their movement. And they're being like very smart with what they're doing. So it looks like it's like a decent matchup. Now, when you're in there with someone who is not that great, you can look very bad because that guy is rushing you and, you know, he's spoiling your work even. And the way you react, you're not always able just to land your crisp shots. Sometimes they don't even understand when you're setting up a trap for them. So they don't fall into that trap just because they don't understand that it's a trap, right? So that's kind of like strange to say, but it happens a lot. And when you have like a very good fighter against a novice in there, sometimes a very good fighter can look bad because the novice just doesn't even understand what's happening, you know. So when I saw Doomsday and when I was very surprised the very first time, it was against, I guess, the guy you call Bill. And that's when I knew that based on what I saw Bill doing and what I saw Doomsday doing, I knew that, you know, if I fight a certain way, I don't have to worry about the power. There's like, I believe that I will have like the edge. So that's all.
Yeah, but that's funny because how tall are you?
I'm small, but it's not about...
But I need numbers, size. Though. I need numbers for the people listening.
I don't know, because you guys count in, like, feet into that. In meters, I'm 1 meter 78, so I don't know what it just relates to in, like, 5'10", 5'11", or something.
Matt will get the actual numbers, because you're using a fight where Doomsday, who's probably, I don't know, let's say anywhere between 5'8", and 5'10", versus a guy that's 6'4", 240.
That's not like, so like, I look at different things. That's not like, I didn't look at Doomsday trying to get inside the range of Bill. I didn't look at Bill utilizing his jab quite well. Actually, I thought Bill was doing a poor job of utilizing his jab, and he should never have got like Doomsday anywhere close. And actually, Doomsday told me that the instruction from the coach, terrific coach, in this sparring was for Doomsday to use his boxing skills and to use his feet instead of staying there, instead of, you know, just trying to go there toe-to-toe with Bill. He wanted him to do something different because he knew that he could go toe-to-toe with Bill and try to outpower him. So he was trying to use his movement. And that's when I saw a few things that I found interesting. That's all.
Well, interesting. We're going to go ahead and get to Jose Mitty. Thanks for calling in. Listen. Give me like a text in a few minutes so I can remind the coach about this time that you need in the gym. Let's go out to Canada, because this entire team has really
dropped the ball
and made Border Wars, you know, take a few steps back. And you know, I originally told Jose, hey, let's keep it short. Let's keep it small. Keep it tight with the people we know, and things work out. And we opened it up, to too many people. And we got a couple of guys. Look, your guy, second time in a row. I mean, that guy needs to be just dipped in a pool and then just hit with leather belts.
I have no word to say to Warren.
Yeah, I know. And I wanted that fight. That's what I'm saying. You're lucky about the storylines, because obviously that fight, there was the storyline, you know. He definitely has some explaining to do, and it would have been good to do that in person. Let's go out to Canada though. Jose, aka Bobby Arum, the promoter out there in Canada of all these Canadian heavy bags.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain code Norway, shorty wants that full play. I'm like, no way, got a rock like Coldplay, chilling it.
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron.
Oh, hello. Hello, hello. I'll have to take those insults with a grain of salt, man. You guys have to remember that I had four of my team go all the way out to the East Coast of the United States when the Canadian dollar trades at 30% less than the American one. So I did have my friends go. I think by opening it up to other people, man, it's not so much about what they get to experience, but me, myself, man, being a longtime TBV participant, I get to share something I love, man. The passion of what I follow you guys every week for years and years now, man. I get to open up that side of my life to my friends, man. So for me, it's something special, violins and all. So that's why I like to include my friends, because it's a big deal to me, man. And I'm happy and I'm proud to make them be part of the TBV family, even if it's just for a bit. Now, having said that, I have two people that are absolutely 100% committed. One guy who bought his ticket, like I just found out, he bought it like 3 weeks ago. He's already all in. Like, you know, he's training. He's the guy that's going to be
who's
fighting.
That? Santiago. Chris? Who's that? Chris? Chris, yeah. Chris the natural ducker?
Yeah, Chris Garcia. Yeah, he's excited, man. He's happy. He's thrilled. Like, you know, he's using this as a way to get into shape. He 100% respects Santiago. He's very excited about what that fight's going to bring. And I mean, he's super pumped. Then we have Eric, who's the complete opposite of his brother, Eric Garcia, who's more cocky and brash. You know, he's the guy that all the girls chase. And I mean, you know, he's just wanting to use Cincinnati boy as a stepping stone to be famous, man. So, you know, I don't know, man. Two different kids.
Well, they got 24 hours. They got 24 hours to pay that registration fee. Or we're moving on. Because we actually got to fill in for Cincinnati. Hey.
It's all good, man. It's all good. You know, you guys just got to. These guys are going to follow through. You'll see. Just like everybody else is, they will as well.
For the record, you've already been offered one extension.
Yes, for the record, the TBV sanctioning body has already given you a two-week extension that you're slowly trying to, I don't know, stretch out even further.
No extension when it comes to fees. It's all going to be there on time as promised.
Yeah, where's that sparring?
Like, you know, sparring.
Where's that sparring? You see, Anthony has his sparring out already. It's unfair that Eric doesn't have his.
He does, and I hope that when I speak to Anthony, I can apologize for it being 2 or 3 weeks late. It's just right now it's the busiest time of work for
a lot
me,
of excuses so from Team me, Canada. I hear nothing but excuses.
Yes, but I mean, it's just, Warren would have loved to have gone. It would have been a beautiful, like, you know, matchup to have. And you know, for what it would have been beautiful. But unfortunately, finances aren't permitting him to go. Like, it is realistic too, man. Like, the cost is substantial when you look at air, hotel, time off from work. And unfortunately, not everyone can do it, man. And Warren just fell, you know.
But he had the finances the first time.
So that sucks. Hopefully.
And then just didn't have his passport.
Because he was subsidized by Bobby Arum, that fucker. So anyway, regardless, I just hope that once me and my boys go down there and win or lose, because it makes no difference, win or lose, I hope that Border Wars 3 is hosted in Canada, because I think that's fair.
Why?
And that's the right thing to happen. So
how is it fair? You guys got to at least win. The fuck?
Only one of you won in the first
out of five
Canada Border Wars.
Canadians won one. Yo, get out of here.
You guys are missing the point. First of all, it was two wins, but you guys are missing the point. This isn't about winning or losing. It's about participating and getting to to achieve something that, that can't be done in life. That's what you guys are. You guys are missing the point. You guys are stuck on the W's, man. If you fight fucking lollipop fighters, of course.
No, bro, we're not.
But the A side determines the location.
We're not stuck on the W's. We're stuck on the A side. Why would all the Americans who have been winning travel to fucking Canada?
Yo, it's called common courtesy, my friend. We went down there twice. You guys should repay the favor.
Ain't no common courtesy.
No business, homie. This is business.
Common courtesy.
And Bobby Arum should know what business is like.
Listen, listen, guys, this is all I can tell you guys. You guys got to come down here, you know? You guys got to love Fox, just like Triple G says, man. I'm trying to extend the invitation to come to this beautiful country. That's what boxing does, man. It opens your horizons. Look at Mitty. He's traveled the world boxing, right? You guys, too. You guys will get to come to a country you've never been to. Or if you have, you'll come to a place that, you know, you'll be treated to the finest things in life here, man. Bobby,
it's Canada. It's not fucking France. Like it's not like an exotic location. It's Canada. It's a snowy, foresty place with mounties and shit, and fucking moose. Who cares?
Hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. There's still January to come. You know, I still got my big matchup going. The more I think about it, the more I realize that actually the main event of this whole thing is going to be me and Enrique. There was not a fight in all of Border Wars. That was
Dude, the main event. Let me tell you something. I know you're trying to turn this into an infomercial for you and Enrique, but the main event is the best fight. That's who people are going to remember. Whoever fought the best.
Who was the best fight last time? You tell me. Who was the best fight last time? It was him and me. Simple.
Why should you be the main event when you gave up your belt in Vegas?
It could be argued. It could be argued. There was an upset with Cruz that no one was expecting. You know, then.
Yeah, but he fought a guy 50 pounds lighter than him.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, in retrospect, we can look at things, you know, differently.
But he was your coach. He was your head coach. He was the amateur in your guys' group. He was the only guy with experience.
That's the guy that was training you guys. He came over and almost got knocked out.
Get the fuck out of here, Jose.
You know, then on the other side of things, you had your brother-in-law getting dropped. There was only one knockdown produced by me, literally two. Literally two and the ref robbed me.
And Jose, you barely won. Like,
yeah,
Jose, it was a Triple G Canelo decision.
Yo, Jose thinks his fight is fight of the year and he had to have a rematch. Get the fuck out.
Andre Ward doesn't think his fight was fight of the year with Sergey Kovalev. Come on.
Listen, you know what's funny?
That's what made it exciting, guys.
You know what's funny, Jose?
That's what made it exciting. What's that?
Mitty is over here saying, hey, Ness, I hope you were just joking about Doomsday dropping out. That's a long way for me to come and he don't show up. Ooh, yeah, Doomsday, you ducking.
No, you guys are just, you know, one thing Doomsday is, I'll say one thing. This is another thing I'm glad that the newcomers are going to get to experience. Like, this is the TBV family, man. Like, legitimately, you got to know Doomsday a lot more on the trip. He's an absolute gentleman, man. He's the gem of the. He's an amazing guy. So I'm happy for Mitty. He's going to be able to fight someone that's a true gentleman. And I'm really looking forward to that fight, man. It's two great guys with great pedigrees. And it'll be exciting. It'll probably be the most skillful fight of the night, undoubtedly. But will it be the best? That's yet to be determined. I honestly still think it'll be me and Enrique, man. You could say what you want, but there's still tension between the two of us, man. You saw it in Vegas in person, man. There's still that electric fucking vibe between the two of us.
Yo, no one gives a fuck about your fight. No one gives a fuck about
Jose,
your fight.
Jose, plus you ducked Robert Ortiz.
And me, homie. And sit down.
You talked for 2 weeks. You talked shit in our private Border Wars chat on iPhone. And no, then you, man, didn't even show up.
I couldn't, bro.
And then you tried to lie about the time, saying I told you 6 o'clock when I told you 8 in the morning. I mean, you're crazy.
Well, 8 in the morning on a vacation on my
NFL. It's Sean Porter's gym.
Yeah, at Sean Porter's gym.
You're welcome. Sit down. Crazy. Stay in your lane, homie.
It could have been at Mike Tyson's gym, man.
Regardless, yeah, right. All right, Jose. Make sure you get your team intact.
Quack, quack.
Out of here.
Quack, quack.
Make sure you get your team intact. Make sure they follow the rules and regulations, man. I hate that I got to keep coming down on Team Canada. I mean, what's going on?
Fellas. See, Ness, you're such a genius. That was a calculated shot you took at me this morning. When you said that I was ducking you, you said, oh, see here, I mean, he's ducking me, and he's right in my area. So,
that was a coincidence.
I love your gamesmanship.
That was a coincidence. I really didn't know. I thought you were... Yeah, because when you asked me for CeeLo's barbershop, I figured, oh, he lives in Trenton. And now, you know, you said you down more down south. I mean, more up north. So I'm like, oh, I didn't even know.
Well, you know, the whole talk of the border wars and people ducking. And I'm going to say something, yo. JP, I don't know if he's still in it, but JP got he gets the Wolf Ticket of the Year award.
Hell yeah.
JP
Hell
was
yeah.
talking. I'm a Saint Bernard. Yep. I'm a Saint Bernard. Getting the groceries out the car. I ain't even think about training.
Nothing.
So
forget
I love
training.
JP though, man, but I knew JP wasn't going to get down.
Forget training. He ducked the whole thing completely, bro. He's not doing it at all. I mean, I can't believe it. And he did talk a hell of a good game. You're right. We need to give him a little award. Next appreciation night, we're going to give him the Buckets Award. I'm gonna give him a yellow rubber ducky to take
home.
That's
Wolf Ticket of the Year.
Well.
And listen, I'm gonna own up to something. I think I dropped the ball a little bit myself because when y'all initially had brought it up, and see, let me say something. I'm not really tech savvy, believe it or not. So when things be happening, you know, the alerts be going up. I mean, when y'all brought up the whole concept of border wars, and I saw what went down. Like, it immediately motivated me to start training again. And as you were saying earlier, you know, you thought I was probably bigger than that. I mean, at my biggest, I was 288.
Oh, wow.
And I came down. I'm right now, like I said, I'm down to, like, 180-ish. Like, 180-ish. And I'm not really, like, I just kind of, like, I play around with it. So, I'm going to the gym at night. I'm hitting the gym at midnight. Hitting everything because just the talk of it. Even though I wasn't on deck for it, the talk of it motivated me. So, you know, I realize it's last minute, it's late registration, but if there's any way that y'all need a standby, your boy is ready. Sparring footage, if you need it, whatever you need, standby, because I'm not going to bullshit nobody, because I'm not going to talk shit on my TBV fam and then do the same thing, but I'm telling you, standby. From 185 to 175. Give me reasonable notice. That's all I need. I guarantee you.
But for you, but you're saying for the next one, though, right?
Not for this one.
For this one?
Yeah, for the next one. Because, No, not for this one. No. Well, for this one, I guess I must have missed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the initial registration, when we had, at the last Border Wars show I was on, it was already winding down. I think that night y'all had told me registration was closed, so I didn't even think twice about it. I didn't even really check. I didn't even look into it at all. I just kind of counted myself out. So if I knew all these ducks was going to be popping up, man, yeah, I would have just went ahead with the registration and just.
That's the thing with the
go ahead, Ness.
With the cancellation of certain fights, there's definitely some opportunities. So if you're serious, you know you got my number. Let me know. Listen, I got to wrap it up. I'm going to go ahead and close out. Looks like we got Anthony from Cincinnati also on the line, so I want to get to him because he's also in it, right? 513, this Anthony,
yeah, that's
right?
Anthony. That's Anthony.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up?
It's tomorrow's registration deadline, baby. We need to know who's real and who's not.
You already know I'm real. You know I'm all access all day.
I know. Listen, I was just getting at Bobby Arum because your opponent still ain't submit that sparring. I'm trying to get him booted off the card. They begging, yeah, asking for that. Extensions.
I mean, yeah, because I seen him. I seen the one little video he put on. I was waiting because I remember you said, you know, you was trying not to put mine out there because I'll let him. I'm like, okay, then Ness Haman out there, but. I'm curious what was going on with it. I mean, what's up with it? Is he not hitting the gym or is he just can't find a sparring partner? Like, what's going on with that? What were they saying?
The first excuse was that their coach allegedly said he was not ready for sparring because he's allegedly green. And then the second excuse now.
Green, what the fuck?
Yeah. So then the second excuse now is that. They're going to do it. Did Bobby just say tomorrow that he's going to get a tripod? He gave us this whole story about a tripod. Actually, you know what? He said he was going to apologize to you. Let me bring him on.
Anthony, my friend, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? No, I appreciate, like, you know, just built on the promotion and me kind of being one of the promoters of this. You know, I do want to congratulate you on your efforts, man. You've done a great job in showcasing yourself. Unfortunately, I did explain to Ness that there was a little bit of circumstances in our gym. There was a little bit of jealousy going on. Past Border Wars participants that weren't going were being a bit of haters. They weren't letting us use the gym like we needed to. You know, the coach had said, oh, these guys aren't ready to spar yet. You know, a lot of bullshit. Anyway, make a long story short, we're going to send in some footage tomorrow, you know, and we'll do that. We'll make sure everything's set up on that side. But on the promotion side, just so you know, Eric is ready and gunning for you. He's so pumped up to fight you. He tells everybody all the time. You know, he's fucking excited, bro. So it's going to be a nice fight. I don't know if you've seen it.
Allegedly.
I'm going to make him spar tomorrow with his shirt off, man. I'm going to make him spar with his shirt off. Pause and no homo.
Yo, what the hell does that mean, Jose? First of all, Anthony is ripped up himself. Anthony's ripped up himself. So
these are two guys that definitely.
My only question is with dude is like we were joking about it. I was like, can he make 180? Like, you know, so I can make 180 today. Like if I have to, you know.
No, so can he. He's a big guy. He's not really super tall. He's probably about 5'7", 5'8", like, you know, around there. Yeah. He's kind of got that Canelo physique, man, you know? I think this is definitely the fight where the ladies are going to go out. We got TBV's Playboys there fighting, man. That would be called the Playboy match, you know? It's a Latino and
yeah, does he got stamina, though? Can he throw punches, though?
Yo, Jose's not hitting on him.
Dude, he's running soccer. Like, you should see him in soccer, man. He's a tank. He doesn't stop. I know people think soccer's for pussies, but I'm telling you, man, he's a machine out there.
That's football.
Can he throw punches when Anthony hitting him in the face? Can he take that punch?
That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be like Triple G versus Gabe Rosado, and I think, unfortunately, you know, Anthony's
We'll see. Listen. We're gonna let the both of you guys go. Make sure you get your registration fees paid so that we know that this is real. We're going to Fern Gully to wrap it up. Fern, Kevin Jones seems to be all ready to go.
Hello?
How's the training going, Fern?
I'll tell you what, it's pretty tiresome. I mean, I think I'm in the middle of week 6 training camp. It's been tiresome working 10-hour shifts. Hitting the gym. I'm going to be hitting the gym today right after work. I get off at 5:30. Should be meeting up the silent killer, Santiago, and get some more sparring in.
So walk me through training camp. What have you been doing? Like 10-hour shift. You just put in a 10-hour shift. What happens next?
Well, after a 10-hour shift, I sit in traffic for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes to get to downtown LA and start my training regimen, which lasts about 2 hours, 30 minutes, sometimes 3 hours.
So what are you doing in this 3 hours?
Sit-ups, heavy bags, push-ups, sit-ups, heavy bag, some pool time, treadmill.
Whoa, you're getting in the pool too?
Water aerobics, got to.
Wow.
Got to ease the muscles. Sparring for sure.
How many times you think you sparred in this 6 weeks that's gone by?
Hey, BS aside, I'm at 45 rounds.
Wow. Also, you're getting some experience under your belt. That's more rounds than
my,
me.
My lead.
I don't
that's
think
TBV
I,
West I, right my partner is TBV West right there.
Yes, yeah, actually. Matt can attest because he has the footage. He knows I'm working. But I guess my question is where's Kevin Jones at?
Nah, man, Team Texas. Listen, Team Texas is the exact opposite of Team Canada. I mean, Team Texas. I might
Are
as
they?
Well. No, hell yeah.
Are they?
Hell yeah.
As Kevin Jones posted footage on Patreon.
Yes. Yeah, no. He has not posted because I haven't.
You have it, though.
Yeah, I have it. I've had it for a while, too. All three.
Post it.
Yeah, the thing is, the thing is, it's with each other, right? So I didn't want to put no Eric Cruz out till Rob, and I didn't want to put no Marvin out till, you know what I mean? It's just like,
I see what you're saying.
I ain't clusterfuck. That's why I wanted a deadline, and people had to meet the deadline, but they're ruining it for everybody. It's all Arum's, all Bobby Arum's fault.
Yeah, I mean, ever since Arum tried to get me to get against Babyface when we got like a 60-pound difference in weight.
Dude, he's trying to get Canada to get a win at by any means necessary. You see him now trying to, you know, campaign for this whole Canada fight, whatever. Listen, Fern, I got to get up out of here. Thanks for calling in. Make sure you continue to work out, brother. I'm loving what I'm hearing, man. I can't wait to see. I can't wait for January. I'm telling you, it's finally 3 months away, though. I know we got to get back to Mitty. He wanted to come back. What's going on, Mitty? Mitty wants to come back to ridicule me here. He wants to interrogate me, Matt.
It's not to ridicule you, man. I'm really, really interested. Aside from me taking part in Border Wars, I am interested in all of the other matchups. And I wanted to see you tested, and I'm hearing, or at least from the email, I've seen that like your opponent has potentially changed, and I saw some question mark around Butterbean. I don't want to disrespect Butterbean, and because he's probably a good guy, and he is a good guy, you know. But I don't think he's a test for you. And I'm also interested in, like, Matt's matchup. How did that happen? I know you touched on it very quickly. But Matt seems to be taking a lot of, like, hard fights, man. So,
well, he's actually going to get Sean Du, which would be a tune-up for both. Both coming off a loss now.
Because how can both guys be in a tune-up if they're in a fight together?
Sean Du is good, you know. Sean Du is good. Sean Du is fast, and, you know. But at least it's good because it's at the same weight, right? So we at least will be able to see Matt in a fair fight with someone who has like the same weight as him. And hopefully he's able to show his skills without being worried about the big shots coming from someone who's got 20 pounds on him, right? So
listen, I'll tell you this, Mitty. I want a challenge, okay? I'm Deontay Wilder of Border Wars, all right? I want you guys to find King Kong so I could fucking knock him out and show you that all along when I was fat and smoking cigarettes, I always told y'all I could fight. So what I'm going to do, because this is my shit, I'm going to leave my opponent open. He could fucking wait till January 15th and come and say he want to fight. I'll still fuck him up. Bottom line. There's no way that kid could beat me. He has to be more serious than me, more dedicated than me, and that is going to be extremely hard because he would have to not be working, first of all. This is what I do. I eat breakfast and go to the gym. Like, he can't fuck with me, dog. You crazy?
At the rate that he's going, like, you might as well fight Wilder, right? But you're going to have to stop smoking that thing. Otherwise,
I'm going to fight Wilder. I'm going to fight Wilder when I get to his gym. We sparring. You think I don't want that work? I'm sparring everybody in his motherfucking gym. His sparring partners, him, his driver, everybody. The dude that walked the fucking dog. Everybody's getting it.
All right, man. All right. Okay, that's cool. That's what I wanted to know, man. I just wanted to find out what's happening.
Nah, but on the real, listen, I'll tell you this. Listen, Hasail has told me that he's 100%. Aaron Cantu told me that Hasail's 100%. We seen Aaron in Vegas. He didn't mention himself, but he said, yo, my boy's going to fight you. But his boy doesn't answer my texts, doesn't answer the emails, hasn't done any of the promotional things. But because there is this underlining bullshit commentary out there that I am somehow ducking this man. We're going to leave it open just for him. He'll be the only participant. He's from LA. He's from LA. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like Wilder. It's just like Wilder. Ortiz test positive, and they saying Wilder knew this was going to happen, and he was looking for a way out, and Mauricio Suleiman is always helping Wilder get the easy defense. It's the same thing. This guy isn't living up to his part. He's not signing up. He's not submitting his sparring. He's not answering his phone or his email. And then everybody's pointing the finger at Georgie. Don't want to fucking sign up so I can knock his head off.
Georgie is not like a fight for you.
No, he's not even sane.
There's like an easy solution for that. If Asael is not holding up to his part, just pick someone else that is a challenge that is holding up to their part right now.
There's no more heavyweights. We can't even get Aaron. Aaron seen me in Vegas. And listen, I love this shit, Mitty. I seen him in Vegas. I said, yo, we spawn him on at Porter's Gym. He's like, nah, man. And just start moving his arms and shit. Like, people don't want to do this shit. I travel with my headgear. Matt is fucking lucky. I told Matt.
Jumps on and fights.
Yo, I woke up 216 today. Everybody on this motherfucking car got a problem. I'm gonna just keep losing weight till I beat everybody. I'm coming down.
I'm coming.
Cut. You lucky? I don't weigh. I'm not in your division. I'll be all in your fucking division.
Come on.
Easy work. I'll be Mario Barrios if I was in your division. Come on. I'll be tall and skinny. Marvin, duck me too. Don't be putting fucking faces with the little hand and shit. You know you duck me. Your own manager right away was like, yo, nah, we gonna build up to that fight. Yo, people ducking me, but Mitty always saying I'm the one ducking. It's all good. Listen, Mitty, thanks for calling in. That was your Border Wars show. There are no final thoughts. Make sure you guys get your registration fees paid. And if you're not on Patreon, make sure you get on Patreon so that you can see all the footage. Now, it's like I said, I got tons of stuff, but I'm being fair. Like, I got Mitty sparring. I don't want to put that out, right? And I also got Doomsday sparring, Mitty. But the reason I didn't put yours or his out is because I said to myself, I can't put out the Glenn Tapia sparring. He told me don't put it out. So, you know, we have it so that Doomsday can view it at review. He can't share it, right? God forbid someone clips it, then Glenn Tapia cuts me off. So then we got to wait for him to get some more spawn. And like I said, he hasn't been at the gym. So all I want you to do is make him pay. Don't go in there taking it easy because you could see that he's tired. No. Sit his ass down. Give him a fucking triple G left hook to the body, Matthew Macklin style. People must pay. I'm fucking waking up every day, working out, running, doing my mouth. Make him pay. Make him pay. That's all I'm saying. Sean Du, make Matt pay for all the shit he talk every time he lift his back leg up. And Matt, you make Sean Du pay for keeping his hands down 24/7 around. And I don't even know. With all that stamina, he don't let his hands go. I don't even know what to say. And I don't even know what to say about Enrique. He need to make himself pay for not throwing straight punches. And he need to kick himself in the butt for not stopping Jose in that first fight when Jose was dead-ass tired. Anthony from Cincy, all I could tell you, bro, is I wish you luck. I'm trying not to be biased and not pick you off the bat based off Canada being a bunch of suckety suckers. But, you know, Eric, whatever. What is it? Eric Babyface Assassin or something like that?
It doesn't matter.
He's got some guns, but so did Zach, and muscles don't win fights. So I'm definitely leaning Cincy. And, yeah, man, I can't wait to see my boy Matt back. This is a good fight. I'm actually smiling about this one because Sean Du wanted back, too. And I know this Sean Du is secretly working. He's told me. No, seriously. He wants that win. You could tell he hated that loss. So, unfortunately, it's going to have to be Matt that he tries to redeem himself. And unfortunately, it's going to have to be Sean Du that you try and get yourself back in that win column. I mean, yo, are you going to be one of those fighters that thinks ahead? Like, if you beat Sean Du, who you want next?
I haven't thought about it.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Listen, I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You want to see me vlog? You want to see me back this talking up? Did I say vlog? That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say you want to see me box. You want to see me back up all this talking about boxing and running and sparring and eating healthy. Well, come check out my vlog on Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. You catch my co-host.
I'm Matt Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram, and go to Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to see what 12, 15 rounds of me sparring. So there's tons of footage of me. Sean Du, where you at, homie? Warren, where you at, homie? Jose, where you at? I'm coming for all of you.
They all ducking Matt. I can't believe Jose ducked Matt. And I mean, he's got a valid excuse.
No, he has a bullshit excuse.
It's the anniversary. It is the anniversary, but it's still a duck. Like, he doesn't get any pass, right? Mm-hmm. It's still a duck simply because it was we planted. So he had the sparring gear. Like, he just simply ducked, you know? But anyway, we're out. Peace.